Tomorrow, oral arguments will occur at a court of appeals on this significant case. This is Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. Jonathan Zinsky was an IT specialist who intentionally set up Liberty University. After his 90-day probationary employment period, Zinsky announced he wanted to identify as female and change his name to Eleanor. Liberty University fired him for violating the university's doctrinal statement and policies. Then Zinsky sued with the help of the ACLU because he argues now that the university's religious autonomy and constitutional protections under Title VII should be removed because the question of his sex is involved. In the meantime, two recent court decisions came out of Washington and Minnesota that upheld the right of religious institutions to employ people aligned with their beliefs, which extends to non-ministerial support roles. This case will be an important precedent. Stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/LU.